Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broadcasting from the World Wide Web, it's Big Fat Winners Radio.
What up, people? Wednesday, Big Fat Winners sitting across from the Edge, November 18th. Huge show, big games this week, lots to get into. Coaches, we have a contest that I basically made the wager today. Doug and I have for $1,000. Someone bet me the Edge and I could not do 60% for the rest of the year on the podcast through the bowls, including the playoffs, whatever the record is. I took the wager, 1,000 large, 10 100s. You didn't even know I did it.
Had no idea, but I know one thing. We will keep track from now on. Not that we haven't. I mean, we did kind of lose track previously because when you have players, you know, real players, you really want to keep track of that. So it gets kind of confusing. But from now on, we are going to keep track.
Well, we have to now. And you know what? Here's the other thing. Just so we can get clubbed when we lose, because now the people that actually listen to this show will know there's a wager that's going on. And each week, starting tonight, the podcast plays get tweeted out because we've done it sometimes and other times. They're all going out every week.
Right.
And the record and what our percentage is starting this week. I love it.
Dude, I'm so ready.
We needed a little energy to it. We were getting a little bit because I got to tell you, and you and I have only discussed this. We really haven't discussed it. I've talked about it a little bit, I guess, with the big poopy. Really haven't discussed it with Landy. Haven't talked about it with you as much. Like, just the of course I'm talking about the way it relates to wagering, but just the drag of 2020 and this whole year with it, just what it's done to you just emotionally outside of this. And to me, I don't know. I just feel like it's affected football handicapping so much that it's made it challenging at times to get any kind of rhythm. And, you know, last week I was on the phone with you. Right?
Yep.
And the announcement comes across that the Ivy League's canceling college hoops.
Well, right.
Everything's closing up again. It sent me into a tailspin. Listen to this. I think I told you. I took a little puff, and I've not been, 2020, I have not been smoking marijuana hardly at all. Occasionally, if my body really hurts, I do what I have to do. It hit me the wrong way, dude. So I'm
paranoia.
Listen,
now remind the new listeners, he's in Colorado.
I'm in Colorado. I get the news on the wire. Boom. Ivy League out for basketball. By the way, college basketball literally starts 1 week from tonight. 100 games. It's crazy. I cannot wait. And we'll talk about that next week. How many of those games get canceled? Anyway, I take the within 30 seconds, I'm like, that was not great, because I was not in the right frame of mind. Dude, I start pacing around my house. My neighbor calls me. You know, you can see in my house from his house. He calls me. He thinks my house has been hijacked because there's a guy pacing. I'm pacing around my kitchen. I have an open floor. So I'm going all around the house walking. He thinks someone's hijacked my crib. I'm like, no, dude, I'm just having some issues. And he's like, what? And I'm just
Skippy
hung up
flew
on
over
him.
The cuckoo's nest.
Skippy went right over the cuckoo's. How about that? Phone rings. I'm like, hello. He's like, dude, are you guys all right over there? What's going on? Pacing. I'm like, what do you mean? Someone's pacing around your house, man.
Well, hey, whatever you did last week, 3-0 on the pod. Do it again. Let's get into it. It's going to be a great week. 3-0 back to back for
Skippy. I love it.
Let's do it.
Huge. Basically, I mean, we just kind of touched on it. 2020 has affected it. Now, I think the solution is, and you know, I tried to do it last week. I still probably gave one too many. I just think literally almost three plays is the magic number for a whole weekend of handicapping.
Right.
I think it's hard to give over three plays with the way this year is going. It doesn't matter if it's NFL or college. Look at the way college is this year. We have 14 games canceled already. You don't know on Saturday until literally right before the noon games. If you're doing a noon game, which you and I, trust me, how many noon Saturdays have, and we're like, I think we're good. It's 20 minutes before. It has happened at least four times where 30, 40 minutes before a game, the starting, I mean, your bet's in. You're
17 out. Kids out.
Out.
Comes yeah. across the wire. Hey, Virginia yeah. Tech has 17 kids out.
Boise last week. Boise playing Colorado State last week. It comes across late. Brockmeyer is going to start. He's going to start. But, oh, by the way, they have 14 guys out for the game due to the virus. Most of them, they played. Unbelievable.
Well, it's a great lead into the real question, I think, for college football right now is – is Harbaugh getting fired? Is Franklin getting fired?
Who are your coaches? Who
are these coaches being fired, or are they getting a pass for this year?
I believe this is my thought. Now, I'm going to give Franklin. I know you have not been a Franklin guy. You're not a huge Franklin guy. I'm going to give him a pass this year only because, and I know Bishop's boy McSorley helped him out greatly for the years he was there because Trace was money. And they had some serious good players, and they had some good runs. But I'm going to give him a pass this year, if I'm Franklin. I don't love his in-game strategies, but he has produced until
the season. Oh, you don't love it? Oh, you don't love it? Okay.
Because it's terrible.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's awful.
And I think this year with the distractions, and let's be honest, this is the least amount of talent we've seen on a Penn State team in a while. I'm not saying they don't still have good talent. They do.
No,
I'm they have you. Had some. They have had some athletes the last few years.
When they lost last year to Minnesota, I thought it was a huge indictment based on what you had already seen at times from Franklin. Where, yeah, he's had a few ups, but his downs are just so down. And he's never. If you think for a second that Franklin will ever take you to the championship, it will not happen. He has. And if you're remember, their biggest rival as it relates to recruiting is who? Ohio State.
Ohio State, of course.
By far. Yep. So when you're competing against Ohio State, all you're going to do is continue to lose kids because they know as every year passes, Franklin will not get you into the big games that you want scouts seeing and, you know, you want to be on national TV late in November and games that matter. It's not happening if you're Penn State. They are over. They have as many wins as me and you. And he's talking about getting a pass. He has to go, just like the cat at Texas. Herman has to go.
Well, there's one
with Sam Ellinger. You know what you are? Trash. That's what you are.
No, I think I like that on Herman. He would be one. Like if I had coaches that need to go, like I said, I would say Helton at USC. If he does not, he's still at USC, right? Yeah, because he was on the hot. I got to make
it. But yeah, it does seem like he's always on the hot seat.
Dude, the point is, if he doesn't win it, if they don't win a Pac-12 championship this year with that talent, I think he's got to go. Obviously, Harbaugh. Now, they won't get rid of him, and I don't know why.
You're wrong.
You think they will?
No, I don't think they will, and I think it's the right move.
You think it's the right move? You think it's the right? So let me get this straight. A guy in Franklin who has won consistently every year. I understand this year is awful, but he's pretty much won. They've been in major bowls last year. But a guy, Harbaugh, I think is Harbaugh making $8 million a year? I think that's what I heard he's making, something like that. $7-8 million a year. A guy who literally against Michigan State, I think against not Ohio State, because we know he's against Michigan State at home, I think he's now 1-3. I think against Michigan State and Ohio State, the record is un, unbelievable. He's 0 for against.
He's Ohio terrible. State. All his stats are terrible.
Well,
but
why
you know
would
what?
You not? Why would you say you got to keep him? He because are you looking at the athletes on Michigan right now? These do not. That quarterback for Michigan's awful. That's
their
the best
defense
he can
has been
get.
Consistent. Usually, this year has
yeah,
been
consistently,
an anomaly.
Consistently poo in the big
no,
game.
Their defense
last
has been good until the big game.
Up,
you're right. You're
they
right.
They gave up 50.
You're right.
Ohio State pissed.
I just think Harbaugh has a great recruiting. He's got a good base
great.
For recruiting. He
you
just doesn't
he does,
do well
you think
with the talent
that quarterback
that
he has is the best you can bring into the university. You're Michigan, man. You're Jim Harbaugh. That's the best you can bring in. They have no speed at running back.
I like the khakis. What do you want me to say? I've always liked Harbaugh. You
we,
know
we
that.
Are, if you
I love
do
the
that
ground
poll,
and pound,
you
even
send,
in 2020.
Hey, here's a poll for you. Send it out literally right now if you can do it and do this show at the same time. Who should be fired first, Harbaugh or Franklin? Send that poll out. I cannot wait to see. That's the poll. Who should be fired first? I cannot wait to see the answers on that one. That's going to be – if that's not a 70-30, I'm going to be shocked.
Ton of coaches, though, is the point on the hot seat.
Who else?
Well, I think those are the main ones. Who else is there? I mean, those are the main ones.
I'll tell you this right out of the chute, and I know people and you got to give a guy a year. I get it. But and we talked about Herman. Obviously, no, I'm telling you, Norvell at Florida State, if he doesn't get control –
I knew that's where you were going.
I'm just – hey, if you lose control of your program, I don't care how good a coach you are. He has lost control, and he has lost basically the respect, man. Those guys are rolling on him left and right. Now, I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if he needs to clean house first, so we'll give him a couple
now,
years. But
Fields was at Georgia.
Fields? Yes.
Correct. At some point, when does the old Kirby get held accountable for that decision? Because
oh, you don't need they to. Are, you don't need to sell me that Kirby be fired if he. Hey,
now
Kirby
he won't
would have
be.
Been fired against Florida.
He
hey,
won't
Kirby,
be,
come
but
here.
Man,
you know what I would
I mean,
say
you're starting
Kirby?
A JUCO kid because you let the second pick in the draft just walk out the building.
How far is Jacksonville, which is I believe where that game was played, from the University of Georgia?
He would have had to walk.
Here's
back.
What I would do as the AD. Hey Kirby, listen, going to take you about a week. But you'll probably be at next week's. Oh, no, we have a bye next week. So, listen, you just find a way to get home. And if it takes you 2 weeks, we'll see you then. And I'll have your check and your buyout because you suck balls. He is so overrated as a coach. You're Georgia. It's early November, 2 weeks ago. You're done for the season. Bye-bye.
Oh,
and look at his, hey, and look at his quarterbacks. That's Georgia. That's SEC. Look what he's got this year. That's the best he can do? Come on, man.
Let's
for
roll
some
it.
Reason, there's some –
let's get into these games. There are some big games, and there are some games that you have no idea what's going to happen, and that's always fun.
Indiana
with college.
Indiana at Ohio State, 20.5, moving slightly up from where it opened. Total 66. Now, I think this game's going to go one of two ways. I don't see it being I don't see the spread coming. We'll see if I'm right. I'm going to say the spread will not come into play, meaning – I'm going to be surprised if there's a back door or a shot because I just think it's going to go one or two. I think it's going to be really, really close. Or I think what could happen is I was not impressed. I'm telling you, Penix, he makes some mistakes at critical errors. You cannot do that against Ohio State. You cannot. I mean, remember, they scored. They had 24 with middle of the second quarter. They didn't score the rest of the game, as you well know, on Michigan State.
Oh, I well know, but
that's
one thing
I
also tend to think is that for some reason, I just think Indiana might have some success running the ball. I really like Stevie Scott and the other running back they have there. And he does make mistakes, but he also makes up for a lot of things with his legs. And that tends to give these top teams like Ohio State, Alabama, you know, these blue blood teams that are always in the thick of it. When they play a guy like that, that's when they usually have problems. So, if you're twisting my arm, I have to take. Because, again, if you listen to our show, NCAA bet of the year for yours truly, Ohio State playing Penn State. Right around 10, 11, whatever it was, ended up being for you. It fluctuated all around. Point is, what did I say back then? That would be the last time that you can get them around 10. The last time. Until they play in the national championship.
Well, no, I think if they meet, because they're on opposite sides of Wisconsin.
Oh,
I think if they meet Wisconsin,
make that side wager with me. You right, make
my wager. My okay. side wager
deal.
Is
deal.
I think it'll be at 10 or under.
At 10, maybe, but it will not be
just,
under.
All right, I'm just it throwing will it not out be, to you.
Well, okay. if that's how you feel, then guess what? Your number one play of the week is Wisconsin laying the 7 in a hook playing Northwestern. Because if you're telling me, hold on now, you're telling me that when they play Ohio State, the spread will be similar within 3 points of where they played Northwestern? Come on, man. That's what you're saying.
No. Well, Northwestern's the favorite, so it's within 17 and a half points.
No, Northwestern's not the favorite. They're getting 7.5 from
Northwestern
Wisconsin.
Is. Right. That's right. What I'm saying. I'm sorry, Wisconsin's well, the my favorite. Point is, that's a right. 17 and a half point swing, not 3.5.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I just meant in the sense that they're only laying 7 against Northwestern.
I know. Well, you know what?
You're right. I'm sorry. I meant to say if Ohio State was playing Northwestern, there's no way the spread wouldn't be 17 or more. That's a 10-point difference right there. That's what I was meaning to say. Ohio State plays Northwestern, what's the spread? Got to be 17.
God, that's a
Indiana's
lot.
Indiana's better minute, than Northwestern.
Wait a minute. Northwestern. Wait a minute. You're going to tell me at Northwestern you think it would be 17 this early in the year? I don't – maybe it
For
would.
Ohio State?
I'd have to – I mean, that's a lot of points to give on the road. We got to see what we got with Ohio State because they did – look, they did – defensively, I'm just going to say this. And
so
I know
you don't really have
late,
a lean, though, on that one?
Which one?
Indiana, Ohio State. I'd lean toward Indiana. That's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. And Indiana's defense is playing well. You know, the thing about – the thing that scares you when you bet against Ohio State, when you pick against them, it's like kind of when you pick against the Chiefs. You get that lump in your throat. You just do
you know
you're
why.
Like,
it's because they can put up 55.
Right.
They can put up like, a speed limit like it's nothing.
Right. And all of a sudden it's 14-7 Indiana, and then you're like psyched. And then you kind of get – you watch another game for a little bit. You come back, and you're like, 28-14 already? What?
Yeah, and you look at yourself in the mirror the next morning.
Why'd I do that?
Not even that. You just think, am I Nick Costas or Stucky or these contrarian look-at-me handicappers who really don't give an F about the actual field, the game? I swear they look at stats all day, maybe for some of them, but they aren't watching film because they don't make any rationale.
No,
for what
because what's his name? I don't know.
It's not
just
them two, though. I'm just saying in general, if you look at a lot of these guys out there, our competition, I don't look at them as friends in any way.
If you think
you can pick better than me, you're an enemy of the edge because I'm the best in the world. Just hear me on that. I'll go with anybody. I will put my cash with anybody else's cash over a period of time. Anybody wants to sign up, I'm here.
I love it. I wish someone would take you up on that on Twitter. Because
that's free money. That's not one game. That's not three games.
No, real
that's
chips,
over a period of time against another human.
I'd have to start a side contest on that contest. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, use your algorithms. Do all that stuff you want to do. Be a That's contrarian. Funny. I'm just going to pick
one. No, winner. I was going to say, a lot of people last week, like these guys, sometimes I think people on these shows.
Last
like whoever,
week, let's talk about my, can I get some love for the game of the year at some point? Or are we waiting until the NFL? NFL game of the year, Vikings. We'll just wait for that because that's a bonanza. That's a, look at me, contrarian. Oh, let's all pick the Bears.
People, well.
85% on the Bears. Why?
God, they're so bad offensive.
Why? How'd that make sense? DraftKings, FanDuel.
Here's the thing,
83% on the Bears. Why?
Here's the thing with in that. Just getting back to the Ohio State. Are you going to be shocked if you look up and that final score ends 47 to 24?
No, but
I guess that's closer than I think. I just see them score. I see Ohio State putting up on Indiana. Mid four. Now, again, they did not look great last week. 46-28 over Rutgers. You gave up almost 30 points to Rutgers. And I know they're better and I get it, but you just don't see. I just don't know. I'm not sold yet on Ohio State's defense. We're going to find out this week. How about this game?
Hey, that's one of those games, though. Ohio State first half, Indiana second half type deal.
Could be. Or it
which
might
one
be
are you going to next?
I'm going to Cincy and UCF. To me, Cincy, God, they're scary.
Why don't we go? From the noon up. Let's just cover the noon. That's the big noon one, Indiana, Ohio State. But also you got Clemson, Florida State. Any lean on the 33?
I can't even discuss it. I don't care about that game.
33, that's
I'm not
tough.
Doing it. I don't care what they
back.
Do.
You don't think there's anything to that? I'm sure they might kill them.
I'm just not messing with that game.
Okay, Florida at Vandy. Florida's getting the same number, around 31.
Terrible game.
All right, now this is a huge game we have to talk about. Right behind me, about 15 minutes away, Coastal Carolina at home playing App State. Biggest game in Coastal Carolina's history, clearly. I believe it's on ESPN2. It is on ESPN2. I mean, just a massive game. They're ranked 15.
I think McCall's probably the most underrated quarterback in all of college football.
Agreed.
And I don't even think it's close.
We might talk about that game in the picks.
If
no,
you
I
watched
agree.
Him play, I mean –
How could you pick – hey, on that note, how could you pick a Trey Lance? Break it down for me. What's he got? How could you pick a Trey Lance over this kid?
Well, did you know who McCall was?
No, but a lot of people – now, I wasn't one of them, but I'm just saying. A lot of people didn't know who Burrow really was last year for the most part. But if you look at McCall the way me and you have week after week after week, his mechanics, really just his guts – the way he just plays, just the way that he plays. I can't even really describe it. He's just a baller.
Coastal's a good team. Now, this is the game of the year for Coastal. It's the game of the year in the Sun Belt. The winner will win the Sun Belt. And it's the biggest game in Coastal Carolina history. Yep. How about that?
On the teal field.
Not even close.
Other noon games are all terrible.
I'm going to have to go with Coastal there because I hate App State too. I hate them so much. I just don't like
their coach. If Maryland is anything, you have
to. That's it.
If you believe in Maryland at all, you got to.
This is the best game of the year for Maryland. This is the game where you say
Michigan State.
Going to Maryland. So this is going to be the same old Maryland. You get excited about them at 2-1, and then they lose to Michigan State, and you're like, "What?" If this
they're laying six, Maryland
is going to be a real Maryland team. This is a game that they beat. This is a really bad Michigan State offense. This is a game they beat Michigan State. It's not a great Michigan State defense, especially coming off last week. This is a game they should beat Michigan State by 14-17 if Maryland's going to be for real this year. And if they don't, or at least if they win the game, and even if they don't cover, but at least if they win. But this is a game, the last few years they've been losing.
Last game before we get in the 330s, LSU, defending national champions.
Don't care about it. Can't discuss
are playing them. Arkansas. Out. They were a 44-point favorite last year. They're a 2-point favorite this year.
I would probably take Arkansas because LSU doesn't even have their quarterback. Arkansas coming off. I mean, Arkansas was able to move the ball, but Trask just absolutely.
I just stay away from that game.
I stay away from it. Don't
Cincinnati,
like
Cincinnati, UCF, like you
love
want
it.
To get
it's
into.
My 3:30. Pick, 6.5 for Cincinnati on the road against a very, very, very doo-doo defense in UCF. Now, maybe UCF sticks. The total 63.5. One of my plays on the podcast is in this game. The thing about Cincinnati is you saw it again last week. They're just underrated on offense, man. I'm just telling you, they're just underrated on offense. I just think they're going to be able to score on UCF's doo-doo defense. Here's UCF. They gave up 50 to Memphis. They gave up 35 to Tulane. They gave up 34 and lost the game to Tulsa. They gave up 28 to ECU, 21 to Georgia Tech, and last week they put up 44-21 over Houston. I can tell you this. Oh, I'm sorry. They beat Temple last week, 38-13. They should be able to score on Cincy. They'll play. This will be the fastest tempo Cincy has seen all year, and this could be the one thing. Florida, UCF's got some athletes on the outside.
All Cincinnati does is shut down these fast up-tempo.
I understand it.
That's literally that's honest to God their specialty. If you look at their season, especially ATS, when they play the teams with the up-tempo offenses, they shut them down. Well, so I can't wait to see if they really have the kryptonite for these up-tempo offenses because that makes them so legit in my eyes if their defense can do that against some of these more – you know, Alabama isn't the smash mouth you think they are usually. Even Clemson, they're all spread offenses now. So, you know, maybe they can hang if it comes down to it and somehow they are the fourth team.
I mean, since he was able to score 42, now they did not look good against Central or against South Florida. We didn't talk about the game because it was early October. It was before they were really on the scene. They were 2-0 at the time.
Is UCF going to let that kid run? Because if you let Ritter run, I mean, if If somebody stops him running, I want to see if he wins. I want to see if somebody stops Ritter running.
I'm just telling you that this offense has found their rhythm. 42 against SMU, 49 against Memphis, 38 against Houston, and 55. Well, UCF doesn't have a defense either. Either way, I'm going.
Right, I'm with you. I'm just saying, competing with the better teams, is Cincinnati going to be able to, you know, shut their offenses down?
I think both teams will be able to score on each other. And I think at the end of the day, if you're Cincinnati, this is a game. If you can go in and win by two touchdowns, you definitely throw yourself in the mix because there's going to be more shenanigans as far as sneaking in the playoff. I'm just saying.
Yep. Wisconsin, Northwestern.
Yeah, that's on the podcast because it's one of your plays. I think this is a very ugly Northwestern team, the way they play in general. Not going to be a high-powered offense at all.
Nope. They're going to try to grow that grass out there at the Northwestern, and it's going to be a great game, I think, to watch. UCLA at Oregon. Oregon laying 13.5, total 66.5. You know, I don't know how you can bet on Chip Kelly ever.
I think Chip Kelly is absolutely brutal. Just brutal. I mean, I can see them getting absolutely boat raced by Oregon, but I don't really like that game. I'm just not a Pac-12 guy.
Another 3:30 Iowa at Penn State. The idea that Iowa's only a 2.5-point favorite is crazy to me. But obviously Vegas it's a trap line. They want you to take, I would assume they want you to take Iowa after what Iowa did to Minnesota last week and two close losses against undefeated teams. You know, who do you lean toward there? I'd probably stay away.
I mean, how you can take Penn State, I guess, and you can say, hey, I think Penn State's going to, I mean, I don't know. How excited can you get? I'd have to take Iowa in that game, but then it's do theories. Penn State is never going to win a game this year. I just don't like the game. To me, Iowa's the better team. I'll just put it to you that way.
Yeah. Cal, Oregon State, I lean toward Oregon State getting the 3.5. Not a great game. Kentucky at Alabama, you have to lay 30 at home with Alabama against a Kentucky team that can't score. I would 1,000% every single time lay the 30. That might be one of the best Alabama plays this year if Alabama really shows up the way they should, because Kentucky cannot score. And all Saban's trying to do, he knows he has an offense that can score with anybody, anywhere. All he's trying to do is shore up that defense for the home stretch. So I think that's a great spot.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
For Alabama,
I'll be shocked if they don't just destroy them and just,
look at the other games. You know, you want to bet, you want to lay 35 with Clemson, you want to lay 30 with Florida. No, I don't really want to. I feel confident Kentucky won't score.
Yeah, I can't imagine they'll score. I can't imagine they'll score more than 14.
I'm going to be. If they score more than 10, I'll be shocked. I just think that Alabama should shut them down. Kansas State at Iowa State. You know, Purdy's burned me enough this year. I loved him coming into the season. Thought he would be a top prospect for the NFL. Been very disappointing. Breece Hall, huge bright spot. One of the premier running backs in the country for Iowa State. But Kansas State always outdoes your expectations for him every single game, it seems like. What do you think with this line being 11? Seems tricky.
It's hard to lay the 11, but because Iowa State, you know, I laid that 2 weeks ago with Baylor.
They just don't show up consistently.
Sometimes they just, you know, and then you go against them and you're like, dude, what's going on this week? You know, you go against them, they look like rock stars. You go on them. It's happened twice this year where we've gone on them and both games. They were never, ever going to cover against Baylor. Not at one moment in that game.
At 5-2, they're 17th in the country. They have not played like the 17th
in the country. No way. They're the most overrated. They are.
Well, my point is there's a lot of them this year. I mean, just imagine a world where Auburn somehow at 4-2 is still ranked 23rd. But Virginia Tech Pitt is a big game to me, even though neither team's ranked. I just think the under should hit at 55. 55, that just seems high to me. Don't these teams, both of them, when they play a competent defense, don't they struggle?
Yes.
Okay. So under 55. Let's go to the next one. Tennessee at Auburn. Auburn laying 10.5. I hate Tennessee. I think Tennessee is just an awful program.
Now, this is one you liked but you earlier. Can't,
yeah.
How can you do it though? How can you trust Auburn?
No, ever? I liked it last week, Auburn. They canceled it. You're thinking I loved Auburn last week because it was only 15. Right. Yeah, remember against Mississippi State, but they canceled the game. You know, I think the problem with Tennessee is not so much their defense, it's their offense. And the times where their offense struggled the most, they put a ton of pressure on their defense. And at points in the game, that defense finally breaks, the dam breaks on Tennessee's D. And that's why sometimes their scores will get out of hand. But a lot of times they'll get dominated, but the score will still be close. My point in saying all that is, much as I love Bo Nix coming into the season, let's be honest, he's not been – the quarterback I thought he'd be.
Well,
and I can't lay 10 with Auburn. I can't. Not right now.
You're not going to be right on every guy. You've been right on enough. We've both been right on some and wrong on other. Right. Bo Nix, I never saw anything in him and you did. And you've done the same thing with me where it is what it is. But
SEC freshman of the year, give him his due.
I think he's tough. I think there's another coach. You know, speaking of coaches, there's another coach. I'm telling you right now. He might get in just yet another pass, but
they're 23 in the country.
Dude, that is such
just like Kirby, 13th in the country. Mississippi State they going into so Georgia. Bad.
They're not beating Bama this year. Bama's going to absolutely wax them.
Who's not?
Bama's going to wax Auburn.
Do I need to break it down for you? Bama's going to smoke everybody. Everybody. I think they're going to beat everybody.
So do you love – all right, a couple other games before we flip.
Oklahoma State at Oklahoma.
I mean, that you see now, normally that's one of those big games to where you get excited.
I'm excited. How are you?
No, you can be excited.
Are you a red-blooded American? It's just number 14 going to Oklahoma, playing number 18. Now, if Oklahoma State didn't wet the bed and they were 6-0 like they should,
then it would be the biggest game. It would be one of the biggest games of the week. But to me, it's just another whatever. I mean, it means at the end of the day, there's just no way the Big 12's going anywhere. Mississippi State, Georgia, another meaningless game. You can bet on it, I guess. Here's a game that I know you like. USC on the road, up to 3.5 in places against Utah. You know, they've played twice. Utah has played zippy games, but still, this is a game. It's got just smells of Utah screwing with them, doesn't it?
It does, but I don't know what to do in that game. I mean, I liked Utah every game they had that they were going to play until they all got canceled. So I just, you know, in my mind, I've already played Utah every game. Haven't they had a bunch of games get canceled now? Just one, whatever it was. Either way.
Well, no, they just started playing last two weeks ago.
But I thought they haven't played at all, though.
They haven't played at all, right? So they've had both games. Yeah.
I don't know if this is the best team to go up against right out the chute. So I'd probably stay away from this game.
So,
what about Liberty and NC State, though, real quick? That's an interesting game.
It's on my card to give out on the podcast. It's a team in Liberty that plays a certain style that will give – that they'll be able to score. They've got athletes all over the place. They'll be able to score and move the ball on NC State, and NC State will score all over them as well.
Is the Michigan game canceled? Michigan-Rutgers? I'm not seeing a line for it, but I thought it was 8 for Michigan. Michigan on the road at Rutgers.
I don't think it's canceled yet.
If Harbaugh loses to Rutgers, he has to be kicked out. He has to be gone, right?
Don't be surprised. I mean, look.
So it's not the greatest teaser spot of the year. You don't think Michigan's the greatest teaser spot of the year? Because
I mean, you are.
Doesn't he have to get fired if he loses to Rutgers?
It's a great part of a teaser until you look up and it's 10-0 Rutgers, and you're like, you know,
yeah. But I think of what you're saying. If you said
a jack off for taking Michigan,
okay, in March during the heat of the pandemic, if I told you, hey, come November 18th, you're going to be able to have Michigan only lay 8 points against Rutgers, you say, where can I sign up for that?
Right. What annuity can we put that on?
But Arizona, this is the most random line of the week. I love Arizona plus the 11.5. Makes no sense. If you watch the Washington game like I did, Washington had no right to even win the game, let alone be anywhere near covering. So that's pretty much every single college game other than the fact that Boise State is going to Pumali, Hawaii. They're going to take that long trip to Hawaii, and they are going to absolutely just pound Hawaii. Hawaii has not been great this year. They are going to crush them.
Yeah, they're
14 is the wrong number. There's an edge in that game, and it should be 24, 25, somewhere around there, not 14.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in Hawaii this year. I thought Cordero would be better, but they did. You know, they switch when you switch coaches. He had him rolling. What's his name? The guy that's now at Washington State.
Yeah, I don't think it's an indictment on Hawaii, though. I think that your boy Cordero can, you know, when he's able to move around, when teams let him move around, he can still have success. They haven't been that bad necessarily. I just think it's a terrible matchup, and that line is not right. It's not right.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out. If Brockmeyer's playing, which he probably is,
right?
I don't know that Hawaii can stop Boise. So NFL, we flip it. We move it. Big, huge game right out of the chute tomorrow night. Arizona.
How about a huge game last week? Vikings at Bears. Game of the year. Vikings.
Well, not last week. Monday night.
Yeah, exactly. Monday night. Game of the year. Gave it out right on Twitter. Wasn't even going to keep it. I had to get it out to the peeps.
Got in a Twitter battle with your boy Mike Wise. Became best friends.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't even a battle. He just said, hey, you want to bet $100? I said, sure. Long story short, I like the alternate line also. And that sucker would have hit if they didn't have. Now, obviously, there's always what it would have, could have, should have. But long story short, that game was capped to a T. Nobody knew that the Vikings.
What was the alternate? Was the alternate 6.5 and the missed extra point killed you?
No. The one I was looking at was 9.5. But think about it. If Patterson doesn't run that,
they score nothing.
And I know that sounds dumb, but let's be honest. If you watch that game and you take that, even if he got to the 45 and just didn't score, there's no guarantee the Bears were scoring.
Are you kidding me?
They couldn't do anything.
Second half, they went return kickoff. Then
again,
they went punt.
Let's be contrarian. How about you actually take the time to stay up late at night and crunch the numbers and actually get a feel for games and say, hey, the Vikings are number one in yards per play on offense. The Bears are number 30. Okay, think about that. What do you have to do in the NFL? Score. What do you have to do to win? Score. What do you have to do to cover 10? Score. But wait a second. You're only laying 3. Game of the year. Winner.
That was a fatty. I mean, I'll tell you what. It's funny.
Did you ever sweat it?
Hell yeah.
Not really.
When you sweated,
I mean, you knew they couldn't score.
As you saw Foles step up in the pocket on that last play, he overthrew him by maybe 3 inches. Dude, he falls in the end zone 20-19. You know Minnesota goes down and kicks a field goal, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you sweat or not. You win. It's a winner. Arizona at Seattle this Thursday, -3. Seattle over 57. Seattle's been struggling. They can't protect Russell Wilson.
It's just such a great spot for the Seattle Seahawks team total over. That is the play in this game. I'm not going to speak about it any further. I refuse to. That's the play in the game.
You know
if
what?
If you do anything else, you're an imbecile. It's going to go over.
The team total for Seattle in that game is going to be 30 and a half.
That's a BS. It's going to be 30 and a half. Okay, I'll still take the over. I don't think for a second it's going to be 30 and a half. It's probably going to be 29.
The total's 57.
It'll probably be 29.
So they're a 3-point favorite. It could be 29.
Yeah, it'll probably be 29.
Here's the thing, though. Anything under 30 and a half, 30 and a half, because they're getting to 31 in that game. They just are.
They are.
They're getting to 31.
With the huge, but I will say this, Isaiah Simmons, he's finally starting to make some plays for Arizona. I think he could keep getting better if they use him the right way. Let's keep it going.
All right, so.
Oh, we got time. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. Green Bay at Indy. I mean, it's line. I mean, again, are you going to go against Rodgers here?
No.
Are you going to give them points? Because you're giving them points. You got Indy minus two, total of 51. But then again, I say to myself, what am I going to see too cool for school, Rodgers, like last week, or am I going to see the guy who actually wants to play?
No.
Which one am I going to see?
No, this is
better than the Colts. I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
I think they're better than the Colts because I just
based
don't
on what? On what side of the ball? Are we playing two sides? Are we playing three phases of football?
I don't trust Rivers in these games over and over and over. Look, he stepped up huge last Thursday. I get that.
I will not argue with that. I think it's unbelievable well, how
that's
well
that's what I'm basing it on. You're the one who always
how
says,
can you say that
the better quarterback in a pick'em type
I
of game?
I always say that, which it's is why that's why I think Green Bay is the best play of the week in the NFL. But what I'm saying to you is what you just said was asinine. You just said that Green Bay is definitely the better team.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Green Bay, if I was going to play the forget better team. Green Bay is the better play because I'm not if I'm going to do it and I lose with Rodgers, I can say, okay, I took the better quarterback.
Why do you when keep I me around? Because I check
I don't know,
before
actually.
The kickoff and
I
see
thought about that.
What I say last time. Inactives, and well, I was wrong. I thought it would go over. You thought it would go over. But look, last week, Jaguars, why'd they struggle? Big reason they struggled is because Green Bay was missing both their corners. Alexander and the other cat, both starting corners were out. This week, I think that will matter.
You think because both corners are out for Green Bay?
I think they're both supposed to be playing. I'm pretty sure both are playing. I think it'll matter, and I really believe that this is the best play of the week for the NFL. I believe that.
Rams at Bucks, just an enormous game for.
Hey, one other thing though. Let's wait. One other thing on Indiana or Indianapolis and Green Bay, Indiana. I'm so excited to make this point. I just called him Indiana. Who do you think benefits more? I'm talking about the teams themselves. Who do you think benefits more from being in that nice, cool, temperature-controlled, fast turf dome that Colts have? Green Bay or the Colts? I feel like it's underrated how well Rodgers does on turf. If you look up how good he is, you know, I just think as a Cowboys fan, I think back to what he did in the playoff game. Just the things that he can do. Think of the Hail Marys he's made. They weren't at Lambeau. They were at turf, brother, because he can run around faster. His receiver is faster. I feel like the way the teams are set up, if you were at that slow Lambeau field and Rivers could throw those little hitch routes.
If you're talking about weather not being an issue, give me the quarterback where it's a big – because with no weather or not, it's all everything's an issue.
And what do the books do, Skip? What do the books do? They give you a 2, maybe this year with COVID, maybe a 2 instead of a 3-point swing for being. Well, guess what? That's a reverse. It should be reversed. It's actually a bigger thing for me to see Rodgers on that turf than the Rivers to be at Lambeau. So let's
this is just a spot like we've said in the past. Green Bay has bounced back in these games when they don't look great. They usually follow up and play well. KC at Vegas. KC, Vegas got them. Las Vegas, the Raiders got them the first time. High-scoring game. Raiders put up 40. Were able to run out the clock on them. KC at the Raiders minus 7, totals 57. I see another shootout myself in this game. I just do. I just think the Raiders can score. I think they can run the ball well. Yes, they can eat the clock, and I get it. But KC can score so damn fast. And Raiders defense, the Chargers went up and down the field on the Raiders. Lots of teams have gone up and down on the Raiders this year. Kansas City was able to do it the first game. I see a high-scoring game. Weather not a factor.
The books that I'm looking at now have Green Bay at +1.5. Another one I see has it at +2. I will tease a standard 6-point tease with Green Bay and the Chiefs, and that will be the best teaser of the week also. I just love that. You know what? Let me change that. Since Green Bay will be my best play of the week, I will tease Minnesota at home playing against Andy Dalton because, again, the Cowboys are inept at coaching football, and they wouldn't put – I don't know why you wouldn't give the kid a chance after the way Gilbert played last week. There's no way I'd let Dalton trot back out there. But either way, I would take Minnesota teased with the Chiefs.
Roll it. And you get how many with Minnesota?
They're laying 7.5 at home with Dallas coming. Yeah, so they just have to win. So
Rams, Bucks. Bucks -448. I think it's an enormous game for the Bucks. I really do. When I look at who Bucks haven't beaten one of the like they've lost to the Saints twice and really looked bad in both games. Yeah, I think they've beaten Carolina twice. I know they've beaten the Broncos, woo, and the Chargers, and they did wax the Raiders. I will give them that. They went into the Vegas and pummeled the Raiders. But
which is why I love the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs will most likely cover. I just think that it's also a great spot.
How about Rams and the Bucks? What do you like there? You're a golf guy.
I'm a Rams guy. I'm a golf guy. I think I just think that when you get pressure up the middle like Donald's going to do, and I like the Rams. I like the +4. I like the money line. I like the alternative line. I like golf. Golf's my guy. I mean, I think the Rams have a good shot of being in the Super Bowl this year and pretty much every year that McVay's with golf. Golf is a poor man's Troy Aikman in my eyes, and people are just wrong on golf. I don't know what else to tell you.
We'll find out this week because
we say that. We say that every week, right?
No.
And when he has a bad game, we go, yeah, golf sucks. When he has a good game, and this is for our listeners, not you, but just a lot of guys out there I see chirping. When golf has a good game, it's, oh, that was a fluke, whatever. And we don't talk. Then it's like, no, don't talk about that. Same with Kirk Cousins and, you know, Romo back in the day. There's certain guys that you just don't give the credit they're due.
I got to golf break goes it out on you.
1,000 yards, and he doesn't even
get
any
credit. Break it out. I'm going to bust it out on you so but I can just tell
the
you.
In the end, I don't love that game. I think you could see either way that going. I mean, you know, Tampa's putting up, what did they put up, 45 last week or something crazy? I mean, it's, you know.
The Rams are 6-3. They have beaten the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Giants, and the Redskins. So they've beaten the NFC East. They've also beaten the Mighty Bears, who we know are absolute dog do, and then they just beat Seattle. This is a team that lost to the Dolphins on the road, lost by 8 to a really beaten-up Niners team. And all, my whole point, and we're down huge, and you actually called this second-half winner to the Bills, but still ended up losing by 3. When I said to you just a second ago, I said, we're going to find out what the Rams are made of in golf. This is what I mean. This is a real game. It's a huge game.
And
it's
I would stay away from it.
Coming off a win. That's a big win the way they dominated. That score should have been way worse against Seattle. Russell Wilson, you're coming off that win. Now you got this a major game, Tom Brady, big game. To me, it matters into what the Rams can do this year. Because I kind of agree with you. I can see the Rams in the NFC. If they can just get more consistent on offense, their defense is playing pretty well at times.
They've had
some letdowns, but
it's crazy how Robert Woods will go a game with no catch or one catch, and then next game Kupp will have one catch. I just don't know what happened as far as that goes.
Last game, then we'll go to picks and wrap it. Why is Miami only laying 3 at Denver? I mean, come on, man.
We said the same. I mean, you look at it last week, and you say the same thing with Denver. And what they do? They got boat race. I mean, it makes no sense.
Miami, I know Miami.
And 63% of the spread bets are on Denver. So
all Miami does is keep covering and looking better doing. I mean, they went into the and you're like, oh, they're not going to beat Arizona. Oh, that was sweet. Well, Arizona obviously is, especially at home, can play. And then you say, well, there's no way they're going to wax the Chargers. And they kind of controlled that game for a lot of the game. And then they just keep winning. Like, I just think Denver sucks. I mean, Fangio is just not the right coach for Locke, and Locke is still young. Yes, he's had some bright spots, but boy, he makes some bad decisions at times. There's no way. And then lastly, how do the Chargers not just boat race the Jets? Do they just pummel the Jets? Do they finally play a real game?
Aren't they supposed to?
Yeah, they're 8.5, but how do they not? I mean, how do the Jets stop
them?
Well,
Darnold's definitely coming back, right?
I don't know. I heard today Flacco was starting, but I could be wrong on that.
Oh, wow. So
that's the NFL.
Or are the Ravens going to bounce back? I mean, you can't say that's the NFL without talking about just massive 1 o'clock game. Tennessee, old school rivalry. I think of Eddie George and Ray Lewis. You know what I mean? I think of Eddie George back in the day versus Ray Lewis, just being a kid watching those games. It's not going to be that, you know, that type of game.
I think the Ravens bounce back and pound Tennessee this week.
That's a lot of points.
I'm seeing something out of Tennessee.
I got to take Tennessee.
I'm seeing something out of Tannehill. I'm seeing a little regression the last few weeks. I'm seeing it. Yeah, I am.
When you're up there with Mahomes and, you know, over the past 16, 17 starts, whatever the stat was, of course you're going to regress a little. But you know what I've seen out the Ravens? They are no good.
Struggled against the Bears, Tannehill. He did almost nothing except for a couple plays. He looked like ass last Thursday. I think the Ravens bottle them up. I think they get revenge from the playoff game last year, and I think they kick Tennessee's ass up and down.
I see 98% of the picks on the spread are Tennessee plus 6.5.
Love it. I love it because I think the Ravens get them. All right, so picks for the week. You want me to go first or you want you to go first?
I'll go first. I'm taking Green Bay.
Green Bay plus 2. Now, I'm going to put these out on Twitter sometime this week and before Saturday. Green Bay for Dougie. GB plus 2. I'll go next. I'm going over 66 in the NC State game playing Liberty. I love it. Back and forth game. I'll go second. My second pick, over 63.5 UCF and Cincy. All right, what's your second?
I'm going to take Oklahoma State is going to win outright, but I'm going to take the, what is it, 9 now?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I love it. Now, see, that makes that game interesting to me. I wasn't going to even pay attention to it. Now I'm all in on it.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah, you got plus 9.
Okay.
Oak State plus 9, Green Bay plus 2, NC State over 66. Central Florida, Cincinnati over 63.5. What's your third?
Wisconsin minus 7. I will go 3-0. I guarantee I'll go 3-0. No, I don't care. The only one that is a little, you could see a backdoor or something crazy with, you know, the way Oklahoma and Oklahoma State play. You know, they could be in control of that game a long time. Then at the end, Oklahoma breaks out, and all of a sudden, you know, it's somehow they get lucky and win by 10 when the game was really nothing like a, you know, nothing that should have covered. But I really think at the worst you'll be 2-1 with that. And I feel like 3-0 on that.
I'm going over 57 in the Chiefs. Or 56, sorry. Over 56 Chiefs.
All right.
Chiefs, Raiders, over 56. So, recap. The Edge, Wisconsin, minus 7. Oak State, plus 9. Green Bay, plus 2. Skippy's got NC State, over 66. Over 63.5, Cincinnati. And in college football, Cincinnati at UCF, and then over 56 Chiefs at the Raiders. Anything else? I feel like we're going to have a fantastic year the rest of the year on this podcast.
Well,
we
got
to get it together.
I'm fine. I don't have to get it together. I'm fine.
You've quit wagering, dude. I love it.
Hey, I'm taking the captain aspect of it more serious as far as
clearing the clutter
out of my mind.
Right now, you're coming off the game of the year that makes you the greatest in the world
this
moment.
Thank
it
you.
Is. When you win your game of the year, you're the greatest in the world for that moment.
And you hit your pod play of the year. You said
NC State last week.
Yeah. We
and I hit my total of the year.
We told our producer, name the podcast NC State minus 9. No love.
Hey, we have done well on our big plays this year. My best play this weekend.
Oh, I hit both my – I'm 4-0 in the history of this show on my game of the years. 2 in college. Hit my 1 last year. Hit my NFL last year. Did it this year. That's all I care about. I mean, it's not all I care about, but I do. I told our people. I said, look, This is like those. When I give those out, those are like the Super Bowl for me. I got on a plane, for God's sake, flew to New Jersey for 20 minutes over the Ohio State game. I love this game.
All right, peeps. I'll make sure I get these out on Twitter.
Hey, who's going to win the NFC East?
Redskins.
Oh,
I mean, I don't,
note,
probably the
I
Giants.
Out on that.
Probably the Giants. Probably the Giants. Hey, Redskins do well. Anyway, we'll get into that next week. I mean, that division isn't even close to over. Till next week. Good luck this weekend. Peace.
Follow Big Fat Winner on Twitter and visit BigFatWinnersLive.com to keep up with the boys. Please subscribe, rate, and review the show on your favorite podcast app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.